down there. They're all living the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Cats with a Dish. I am John Katsalamidis. I write for the Las Vegas Sun and Las Vegas Weekly. The column is the Cats Report. I also write for all the publications in Greenspun Media Group. Joining me once more is the ever vivacious Trisha McCrone. Trish.
Hello.
What's shaking?
What is shaken? I just...
Show me. I mean, yes. Tell me.
Well, there's a lot shaken. Well, I have to say that, you know, we have so many beautiful women come on the show. And every once in a while, we get the Chippendales, you know, mm-hmm. James Bond, which makes me very, very happy. And we had Steve Sanders, I always say it wrong.
Ian Ziering.
Ian Ziering mm-hmm. we had on as well. So we've had, you know, we've kind of had a history with
yeah, it's been pretty heavily... tilted toward your demo. We've gone in cycles that
way,
too,
but,
right?
So, yeah, we have. So, but usually when we talk about prostitution in mm-hmm. Las Vegas, it's about women.
I talk about that a lot, especially when Metro officers show up at my house.
Well, you know, you hear about the escort services and the this and
yeah.
the strippers.
Passers.
And
all
that. Yes, and the people are passing them out on the street escorts and stuff. So, but because of Showtime, we now have are famous for the male gigolo.
Mm-hmm.
And last year we had on what was probably one of my favorite shows, which was Brace Land
mm-hmm.
is his last name.
Right.
And Stephen Gant.
Gant.
It was Gant.
I'm thinking of Stevie Van Zant of the Bruce Springsteen band.
He's a gigolo
Not
too.
The same guy at
too.
All. I apologize to Springsteen and little Stephen fans anywhere about that.
Well, we had him on, and it was one of the first times that I was speechless. I mean, seriously speechless, mm-hmm. because these guys are funny. And as even mainstream media has picked up, Brace is probably one of the best gifts to reality television.
Yeah, he is. He's all that. He's just a fun guy to talk to.
Yeah, like you cannot have a smile on your face, and you cannot not have a good time when you're around Brace. And the things that come out of his mouth are so unfiltered that it's like you just never know what he's going to say. And if you watch the show, it's even more graphic. And we have to give a little bit of thanks to the management here at KUNV.
For running a rake through the show
because,
you're going to hear
in a bit. we taped a lot longer. We recorded a lot longer than what aired, and a lot of it was just not fit for 7 a.m. in the morning. So we had to do a lot of changes to this. But so this time we have Brace back, right? And
right.
Now we have Nick Hawk.
Nick Hawk.
And say his name makes me laugh. Sorry. So we have him back now, too. But, you know, it's a subject that just blows my mind because I understand men doing this. But women, I still don't get it. And I also don't get women allowing it to be filmed on television.
You're talking about women who would hire a gigolo.
Yes.
Now, you're talking about a woman who'd hire a gigolo for
the
physical act.
Maybe I understand. I would never. But maybe I understand if people are in, you know, on a business trip, whatever, and they just want a little they hadn't had affection in a while, whatever. That's fine. But the point where it gets filmed, it kind of turns pornish to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it turns into a different mm-hmm. thing. Like, I would think it's somebody that, like, for example, I don't know if a man goes and visits a lady of the evening. Does he go and announce it to everybody that he did it? I don't know.
No, that is the reason you visit a lady of the evening, I would think, is to keep it private.
But yeah, this is all out on Showtime.
I'm with you. I don't understand how.
And it's riveting television. And you know, it's so funny. It gets to the point where I go, because there's complete nudity the whole way. And I find myself zooming past the nudity because the things that these men say is so, especially Brace. I mean, it's like, I sometimes have to like write down what he said so I can remember it and laugh the next day. It's so entertaining.
It's funny because I saw him. I've seen him around a little bit. I saw him at the Palms one night at the Lounge at the Palms, and I saw him at the Experlesque show, their last anniversary show, their 11th, I think it was. And just, you know, going to a show. And he's that way.
Yeah, he was at Pinup too.
Yeah, right. And he's that way. He's been on the show, on our show, on the Gigolo show in real life. I mean, there's just no acting going on there.
Yeah, I mean, it is not. He is, and that is the thing that also a lot of reality shows get pinned as something that's not real. I mean, I have literally, as we talk about it in the episode coming up, I've really seen these people out with their clients.
Yes. Yes, I know you have.
So, and we talk about it coming
that
up.
That is a good stretch.
We talk about
for
it. So it's like
up.
it's not like a lot of times you see a billboard. Oh, you know, call and get me, or you see the advertisements. Call and you'll talk to me. I'm like, you know, this sexy, beautiful blonde, and you never ever find this person. You actually can arrange to spend the evening with one of these men. I mean, it is on a website, and you can literally request them. And I have seen them around town with women who have requested them, and they're being paid while we're socializing.
I know. Well, they've got it figured out.
It's mind-boggling, and I'm so fascinated by it, and there's never enough time for me to ask the questions that I want to ask. Like, I want them back every month.
You do exhaustive preparation for this show each time.
Cats hardly gets to say a word.
I will say that when I came back to the office after our interview with Brace, I told the staff that we needed to do an all-guys issue of Las Vegas Weekly and put Brace on the cover and no girls allowed. That was going to be the thing. And he's going to be our spokesman for all guys. They liked it. The guys liked it. And the girls were like, what?
No, I love it.
You know what
idea.
I mean?
I
all
love,
boys.
The bracisms are brilliant.
Yeah, bracisms will be a story. Yes. But first, before we get to the gigolos who are Brace and Nick and their producer, Marklin Kennedy, we're going to hear from Josh Bell with movies. So stick around. I know we will.
We love Las Vegas. Hey, it's Holly Madison, and you're listening to Cats with the Dish. Yeah!
The noise. Are they drawn to it?
Yeah. Sound draws them.
You fought in it yet?
Philly, Newark.
Yeah.
What about Houston, Lewis?
Baltimore. Atlanta.
Detroit.
Guys, I'll be honest with you. I don't know of any place back home that's doing very well.
That's Brad Pitt as UN investigator Jerry Lane in World War Z. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new in theaters this week. In World War Z, Jerry is called back to service to investigate the cause of a zombie outbreak. In keeping with the title, the movie takes him from Philadelphia to Newark to South Korea to Jerusalem to Wales, and its greatest strength is in conveying the worldwide scope of the zombie infestation. There are some impressive action sequences, but as thrilling as they can be, they're also a little empty. The movie had extensive rewrites and reshoots, and the climax often feels like it was imported from a different, less bold movie. I give World War Z 2.5 stars out of 5. Also opening this week is Monsters University, the prequel to Pixar Animation's 2001 hit Monsters, Inc.
That was awesome. What am I doing? James B. Sullivan.
Mike Wazowski. Listen, it was quite delightful meeting you and whatever that is, but if you don't mind, I have to study my scaring.
You don't need to study scaring, you just do it.
Monsters University is a mostly pleasant, if familiar and predictable story, set at a time when Monsters, Inc. main characters Mike, voiced by Billy Crystal, and Sully, voiced by John Goodman, were college rivals. There aren't any surprises in the plot, but as usual for a Pixar production, the details are fantastic. From the clever twists on college life to the various colorful background characters. Monsters University will probably turn out to be the best animated movie of the summer, but by Pixar standards, it's strictly mediocre. I give Monsters University 3 stars out of 5. That's a look at what's new in theaters this week. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and online at joshbellhateseverything.com.
Welcome back. Sitting with us now are a couple of gentlemen who star in the Showtime series Gigolos. They are Brace and Nick. And joining them is the show's producer, Marklin Kennedy. Welcome to Cats with a Dish, boys.
Thank you, thank you, thank
you're
you.
Welcome. Hello, welcome
to you.
All at once or not at all.
It is so great. I have to say, Brace, you were one of my favorite guests last year. You really were. Seriously. You're
thank
an amazing
you.
Guest. And yeah, you're like,
it.
Not only are you a star in Gigolos, but every single week you are on The Soup.
I see that.
What's it like being on The Soup every week, Brace?
I don't know. It's not always good.
And, right, and no, but you actually went on one of the top clip, like one of the best clips of the year or something like that. You actually went in studio with Joel McHale.
I've done it 3 times in the studio, but yeah. Yep.
So what's it like?
It's, you know, the last time we were there, you had people like Seth. What's that guy, Seth? A little guy.
Green.
Yeah.
Green.
Him and
the
some other, guy, him and some other guys guy. Were on there, and there was a lot of people there, and it was, you know, it was fun. It's always fun, and I don't know what they have in store every time I go there, but it's fun.
They don't tell you at all.
Yeah, and I know it's PR, and they never tell me. Yeah. And I did a thing with that New York chick from that one show that we did this Valentine's thing and it turned into this really raunchy thing. And we had
Danielle
all these.
Staub?
I don't know her
I'm
name.
I'm going to New Jersey.
I don't know. No, she did a bunch of reality shows with Flavor Flav. They call her New York.
Oh, yeah, New York. Yeah.
No big deal.
So we just went back and forth.
Dude,
but I kept it, you know, I just kept it funny sexually. And she got really, really into it in kind of a raunchy aspect, so they wouldn't even show it.
Yeah. She kind of looks like that Muppet. You know that Muppet that likes to play the drums or play guitar, like with the long.
Animal?
That's what she reminds me with the long hair.
Animal?
But no, not animal. No, Nick. I don't know. You would not remember this, but I actually met you once. And how I can say that I know that this is not just a TV show, that you guys really are escorts, is that I found this out. I was at a PR event in a VIP room, and Katz had a coworker who I used to give a hard time to about an article that he wrote. And so I literally walked up to you thinking that you were this coworker because you guys look alike. And I'm like, oh, so you're going to write another article? And I start like, and you're like, I have no idea who you are. And I'm kind of like, I'm kind of like giving you a hard time. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, God, he's more of a jerk than I even thought before. You know, like now he's just pretending that he doesn't know me. And all of a sudden it snapped in my head. And I was like, and my sister was sitting down at the table and you're client, I don't know, date, whatever you refer to it, literally leaned over and like, oh, she probably recognizes my date Nick from the show Gigolos. I hired him for the evening. And my sister was like, oh, and so she looks at me like, you're totally like barking up the wrong tree. This is not who you think it is. And so literally this woman hired you out. So is that, if I or any
was
woman in the world.
Was that with Marklin and Wayne Newton too, that event?
That one?
Yeah.
Well, we had close to specify. We had the absinthe one where I was there.
Yes, it was with Wayne. Yeah, Wayne Newton was there, yes.
Was Wayne there?
Yes. And you were actually talking to my sister.
I started giving you a little stuff, going back at you a little bit, mm-hmm. playing along with
it. And I could tell, like at first, like everything was like, I'm so embarrassed because I'm like, oh, I'm completely, you know, the wrong guy. So it's nice to see you again.
You too.
The long and short of it.
Nice to see you again.
But a big plot this season, a big plot this season on the show has been, and Bracehead was the first one to introduce Nick to, your blow up doll. Became kind of a character while you were gone. Is that real? Are you selling that?
That is. I just launched my line last month. I actually have 23 items. That is the only item I do not approve of.
I was going to say,
I have some amazing stuff. Sex toy kits, I mean, you name it. And then they want to do the blow-up doll, too.
So you can buy that. That is, okay.
You get a free set of knives.
That actually was one of the things that put you back on the soup. You went back on the soup regards to the blow-up doll.
My blow-up doll.
Well, it was good. Good stuff. Okay. Good stuff to talk about.
Now, you guys have a totally new guy this year, Bradley.
Bradley.
And just like the last time, Brace, you'll know, I literally do my catching up on Gigolos before you come in. So it's like I spend the entire evening, all night, watching you guys. So you guys walk in, and I really feel like I've spent a lot of time with you guys back to back as far as watching the marathons. But you, new guy...
Why do you wait so long?
Why do you wait?
I did catch the last one while it aired. But you know, you get with different things at night, you forget, and then so I do the on demand.
Going up to people at parties and making
exactly.
Fun of
them. I go up giving people a hard time.
But once you see Gigolos, it's like you want more. So I just you have a good self-control.
Exactly, I can just keep going the whole time. So, but now this season you have a new guy, Bradley. Now the last time you were on Brace, Steven was with you.
Right. Steven Gant.
What's the real story?
Let us go around the horn on Steven. I want this answer too because he was a part of the cast, prominent, and bang, he's gone. Marklin, where is Brent? What happened to Steven?
I have no idea where he is. I haven't heard.
Why
from
is he
him.
Not on the show?
You Steven
know that
who?
Part?
I don't know.
Did he just up and leave? Did he say
he disappeared?
Did
it was
he just
right
not
around
show
the
for
time
shooting,
Manny
or?
Pacquiao was ducking Floyd Mayweather. And
okay,
it was right around
now,
that
now
time.
Nick and Brace are giving each other
that
like,
was going
how
on
do we
for
answer?
4 years, though.
While Marklin's answering, Nick and Brace are looking at each other like, oh, how do we handle this?
Now Steven had had, which has been documented, some legal trouble. They had a lewdness charge here in Las Vegas.
I can't even spell that.
THAT is how you spell that. And but now, as far as the show goes, I mean, did you get rid of him or did he decide to leave?
I have no idea anything on it. I really don't. It just
okay.
Well, at some point
okay.
you have to hire a new gigolo, right? You have to
they
do a
did.
Search.
And that goes through.
How did Bradley get
Cowboys and Cowboys for Angels?
No, I think that was what's his name, Garen.
Garen,
who I think really wants to offer himself up to. I think you can buy Garen, can't you? You can, like, Garen will be your
husband. I do not know.
So it's a big mystery what happened to Stephen Yeun.
Totally off the market. Yeah.
So I do not know.
Okay, so, no, but there was a rumor that Brace, you and Stephen were both not coming back this season, and then all of a sudden, you were back. So what's the situation?
No, Nick and I were holding out because, you know, we were just talking.
There was a 2-for-1 coupon is what they were trying to get.
They're holding out for more money.
I'm going to be honest with you. I mean,
forget Nick. I was holding out because I wanted more money.
And I'm being honest with you, Brace. I can understand that. I mean, Mike, you are getting that extra publicity. You're there. Same with you, with your other businesses and stuff like that. You guys are television celebrities right now. And so I could see it happens all the time. People renegotiate.
Yeah. Yeah.
So would I be right in saying that you and Stephen both wanted to renegotiate, and they said, well, we'll renegotiate Brace, but Stephen, you're replaced with Bradley?
I think the only thing they'd renegotiate is their prices they get.
Stephen wasn't renegotiating. You know, he was a big part of the show. He did a great job when he was there. He did start to have, you know, issues with everybody else. You know, just like they said, he decided to, you know, do his own thing, and that's what he's doing now. And
we wish him the
now
best.
Us, you know, and obviously, we're on a TV show and there's contract negotiations.
Sure, I mean, everybody
it was
does
two
that.
Different situations. I mean, we were not together, and his deal is just totally different than mine.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
You guys aren't signed as a collective unit, in other words, right?
No.
Mark, is that right? You don't sign the group of them together as one
originally,
cast.
But now, you know.
Now you're all individuals. Because he got a little crazy on Twitter for a while with some comments, so that's why I was Stephen
did. Crazy?
Yeah,
really?
So.
Well, it's conduct unbecoming royalty.
Yeah, so we're now, he's no longer a cowboy for Angels.
Okay. Well, so. I needed to know the answer to that. Marklin, how are we going to have a season 5? On Showtime? When is that determined?
We can only hope. We're waiting every single day. The network and everybody else is very positive about everything that goes on.
Ratings good?
All we can do, ratings are great.
Okay.
Ratings are great.
Bringing
it back.
Okay. So you're just waiting for it's a year-to-year contract? Is
year-to-year.
That okay.
Each thing goes through and cycles to cycles. And you can only hope that as soon as this season wraps up that they'll love it enough to want to bring it back for 5.
Where'd you come up with the idea for this show exactly? Side job.
And let's name drop. How did Richard Grieco become involved?
Richard Grieco. I had done a movie with Grieco years ago called Heaven or Vegas.
You guys haven't seen that movie?
You haven't seen it?
It's Heaven or Vegas?
It all kind of started Heaven or Vegas.
Okay.
Grieco and I played gigolos this movie with Yasmin Bleeth and Monica Potter and Jeff Green. This really great
cast. Oh, my
gosh.
And okay.
It was based out of Nevada. And one of the guys that was a producer on that is this guy Shane Walker. And Grieco and Shane and all these guys, we'd always stayed in touch. And I was talking to Shane one day, and I said, you know, we should do a sequel to The Heaven or Vegas. Bring this back. I said, there's such a market out here, and everything that you see on television has to do with girls. You're seeing all these strippers and dancers and all these things that they're bringing out of here, and there's as much of an opposite side of that life going on here as there is for what you see. And so I said, you know, we should look at doing some reality stuff on these gigolo guys, because I know they're out here. I've seen these guys. And that turned into putting everything to the process, going into the agents, talking to everybody on it. Everybody's saying that's the worst idea I've ever heard. This is never going to work. And so about a year and a half it took.
Did they think it was really, did they think it was a bad idea, or did they think it was hard to execute the idea because of the
I think it was one of those white buffaloes that people have always talked about, and that it is put out there as something that people have probably pitched a lot to the networks, and they've always just kind of gone, yeah, no, okay, it doesn't exist. And all these things.
Well, yeah, I mean, that I do have to say, and I said it the last time, it's very, I understand the point of women wanting to go to a gigolo. I understand that. That has been explained, and I get it, the non-complications, the, you know, maybe they are not hit on in certain extreme. They just, you know, basically want
maybe
to have somebody.
White buffalo.
Maybe they want somebody to take care, you know, to really give them attention and give them what they need for a night.
Get it done.
That I get.
Get it done.
What I don't get is being willing to put that on television is what is that. I understand these women obviously have to be exhibitionists or whatever, but that is like it's kind of like, do they become kind of porn stars in a way for doing that? Like, how does that
really
work out?
See, at the beginning, it's really hard to find the clients. As you could tell, you know, they're a lot better as we start out the first couple seasons.
Couple times I was like, ooh.
Yeah. No, I mean, they're doing something great, you know, for themselves and women as being independent, too, and for society. I think the show is great for society and women's rights and that movement and everything. But they're definitely putting themselves out
there. I mean,
but
really.
They're saying, you know, most of these women are, you know, independent, divorced. They don't have kids. They're their own boss. They're very successful. And they're like, you know, I'm going to do what I want to do. It's 2013. You know, I'm not doing anything wrong. And they're actually, they're helping each other when they do
it. Everybody's so hung up on sex. I mean, what's the big deal, really? I mean, everybody, there's this big stigma about sexuality, and it's just because all these people that aren't getting it are infatuated by it, and they make everybody feel guilty for having sex. And it's, go to Europe, it's all over TV like it's nothing. I mean, I don't get it.
Like I said, I understand, but a lot of times, maybe it is our culture that we're, people are a little bit more private with what they do. So, I mean, for me, I think that that's more the shocking thing, is that these people, that not that they're going to, that they're hiring you, but that they're willing to do it on television.
It's the publicity part of it.
Yeah.
They love
it. They think they like being on TV.
So, no, I agree with that. I mean, people do just want to be on TV.
I just think that then you're known as, oh, yeah, I saw you 2 weeks ago. You were showering with Brace. That's how you're known in public. That's your fame. I mean, I don't know. You know, that's where you get, you kind of get the snag. But how do you circumvent, how do you circumvent the law? It's illegal.
We are not attorneys over here.
It's evidence every week that you're doing something illegal.
No, there isn't. There's no evidence. I don't see any exchange of money for anything.
Yeah, there. No, actually, I will say this season.
Money for any sexual, let me think about favor this. Of any
it's called gigolos.
Yep.
This season, you do make a point of saying many, many
women. All these women.
Was Julia Roberts committing a crime in her movie?
Well, that's a movie. This is portrayed as a documentary series.
Documentary.
Reality.
Well, Honey Boo Boo has nothing to do with honey.
I've never accepted money for any sexual favor ever.
Okay, there's no showing of money.
I've never seen money.
Seriously,
I've never seen money change hands one time.
So basically what you guys have said it many, many times this season is that they pay for your company, that it always end in sex. If you guys are both feeling it, then it does. But I guess, and I asked this the last time to you, Brace, and you had a very good answer. So I'll ask you, Nick. Sometimes these women are not, I see you guys with women that I not necessarily would think that you would be extremely attracted to. Do you have to use, if you do decide that you are going to have a sexual experience with them, do you have to use, you know, Viagra, Cialis, something like that? I mean,
I love women, you know, I love sex, you know, it's not that hard to, you know, get in that state of mind. I've experimented with like Viagra and Cialis. It scares me a little bit, so I stay away. You know, 99% of the time I can find something that, you know, I'm drawn to.
And that's what you said last time, Brace, too.
I think everybody's has different triggers. Hairs, if they're nice. I mean, being to have a good personality is huge. I mean, if they took a shower, that's a bonus.
Is that a bonus?
I mean, wait, did you ever refuse a date? Did you ever refuse to, you know, say someone hired you to take them out? Have you ever refused?
That homeless woman, remember her?
I've never refused a first date. There's some clients I haven't vibed with that well, and I didn't want to see again, but I haven't refused too many first dates.
Gotcha. And on the last episode, or one of the last episodes I watched last night, was the two of you guys actually did a experience together.
Uh-oh.
And Brace, you were very much against
first
it.
First one on TV.
Yes, you were very much against taking part in this.
Well, that opens
and Nick, you were open to it. Did that change your relationship at all after that experience?
I was open to it. I think I heard that line in there somewhere too.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm open to it. It's not that I'm completely opposed to it. Yeah. You know, and obviously on the show, you know, they find, you know, some more extreme clients for the show than, you know, our typical dates as well. Yeah. I mean, this isn't something that we do every night. And
and you did a headstand that I have to say, bravo.
Man.
That's all I have to say,
there's
bravo.
Cirque du Soleil is coming on.
Sex du Soleil.
Yeah, not everyone can do it. I don't think everyone would be equipped at that. And Brace, you last season were actually in drag.
I was.
Yeah.
And
you're welcome.
He does it a lot often when he's not on
camera. Yes, what was that? What was it like walking in our... in our shoes, so
a
to
job.
Speak.
You guys do a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
That's one of the scariest moments of my life.
I'm still trying to figure out why you had a tampon in your purse.
I was trying to get in character.
You were so into character. You not only had a purse, you had a tampon and lipstick in there.
Method act.
You had the morning after pill.
That was one of the
I do not play games.
Why did you have the morning after pill in there also?
I show up for work.
You had the morning after pill too?
You were
seeing that.
I like to deliver.
Well, it was Nick getting back at you for you setting him up to have him have a sexual experience with a person in a teddy bear, which was creepy.
I don't I don't even remember that. Nobody ever talks about
creepy.
That.
That was the clip
of the year on the soup.
That was great.
Yeah, that was creepy.
The clip of the year.
They still
Nick's
show
been,
up.
Nick's been on the soup, I think, more times than Brace. It's a good competition between the two. But between...
Right? I think Brace has Nick? To be, but...
I don't know.
Well, this season, it seems like every week they have a Brace-ism.
I don't know if it's a good thing to be on there more.
I call them Brace-isms, you know, and they even become the hashtag for the soup. Something
it.
Brace says becomes the hashtag for everyone to tweet. It's
we keep trying to get Joel McHale to come on the show. Their offers have been put out to have him actually come on and be one of the honorary gigolos. And it was
how
just,
would
he scared.
How would he be incorporated? Would you actually
a fluffer.
Skinny. None of the women would want him.
Yeah. A fluffer.
He's in. Well, I can't imagine why he turned that down.
Now, Nick, you were in one of the last ones that I watched. You were with a extremely muscular woman.
Yeah.
A bodybuilder who are
like the same size as Brace.
Yeah, you guys had to do this. No, because see, but that's what
she
I mean. Like,
big.
That's got to be kind of scary. But you were very open about. Whereas, like for example, that you guys are so different in the way that like Ash is Mr. Transcendental, like you know, lovely, beautiful, and let's talk about your aura. And you're kind of like
that's
you're
not
kinda
my
like,
thing
this
at all.
Is what
and
I
Garen,
need.
Garen said, you know, this, she's in shape. I'm like, he's never said that before. I'm like, now I got a feeling. Because, you know, a lot of, there's been, most of my clients, you know, they want to be dominated or they want the alpha male. They want to be, you know, handled a little bit, especially a bodybuilder. She's not going to find too many men that can, you know, throw around. And, you know, walking into it, I'm thinking, I'm not even going through with it. You know, that's not my thing and everything. But she had a good attitude. She was really cool. You know, she was feminine. She was really nice. So.
Well, Brace, you watch the show every week.
Yeah. So, I watch the first episode all the time, but yeah.
So, I mean, are you sometimes shocked about what they put on, or do you always know what Nick has done or what the other guys have done?
No, nobody knows. Are you seeing
it for the first
time? Nobody knows. This is the first time we've all seen them, so we don't know how it will be edited. So, yeah, I mean, like, wow, they said that. And, they'll, you know, they take some stuff out of context for the editing sometimes. Yeah. And you're like, I think I said that last season.
Oh,
seems like
yeah.
It, it
yeah.
seems like it anyway.
Well, but that does happen in every show.
Remember.
Yeah, that does happen.
You know,
that's kind of a blur.
So now, as far as dating, this conversation a little bit, you said that if you fell in love with the right woman, you would leave the business.
I probably would because I'm getting tired.
So now, what about you, Nick?
Nick's going to Hawaii with somebody on the show, yeah? Aren't you? No.
No.
Nick's not going to Hawaii.
No, you went to...
I'm going to Hawaii
Friday for a vacation. I'm not going with the client on this trip. But I did have a client take me twice last year. I'm definitely open to it. You know, I have my own sexpert side as well. So I give sex relationship and dating advice. And I honestly believe, you know, we're all looking for that special someone. To at this point to take me out of the game and to take me out of the show and, you know, my sex line and everything else I'm doing, probably not. They'd have to be open and okay with that. Which,
what's the most common question you get on your sex advice?
How to spice it up. And, you know, the biggest thing is I say, you
handstands.
Know, handstands will definitely do that. You know, I have a lot of products that in
for
my
some,
line
the search shows are now research. Okay.
Oh, wait, really? One more question.
Go for it, Dishy.
How long, what's your end game? How long do you want to do this for?
No, I want to do it till the show is done.
And then where do you want to go from there? What do you want to do?
Just more TV or entrepreneurial digs or some type of thing. Just, you know, business stuff.
Gotcha.
But I'd like to do more TV.
Well, you're definitely good at it. I'm definitely saying that. So now, what about you, Nick? I know you have a burgeoning rep career that you have going.
Yeah, it's going great. I just performed in Detroit this last weekend, and I went back home to Madison the weekend before that. I'm writing a song for a movie I just shot last week as well. So I'm going to definitely continue with the movies and music for now. And down the road, probably a human sexuality degree and help do more type of therapist
wow.
type stuff. Which
that's
I offer on my website and everything, too. I just want to say real quick, if you want to find me, you can just Google my name, Nick Hawk. My website's the first one. It's nickhawkexplicit.com.
Great. Brace, anything you need to promote? Or just Braceland, right?
Well, you know, Braceland. I don't know. I got a Braceland.tv site. I just sell supplements.
That was on the show one time.
Yeah, but I didn't have my own line out then. I do now.
Oh, good. Well, congratulations. And, you
know. Yes, good. Really cool.
Well, we are thrilled to have you guys back on. You'll have to come back on again next year for season 5, which we're sure will happen.
We're counting on season 5.
We're going to have
Martin Kennedy sink
it's looking jiggle. Good. It's looking good. I think we have the best rating so far, and I think this
show's
was the best
monster.
Season to date.
It's a
good.
Monster.
Good. Well, we will see everybody watch on Showtime.
Dump
on what nights is it? Wait, what
night
is it? Thursday night. Showtime.
Tonight.
Or on demand. On demand is how I caught it.
On demand, like the cast. Thanks for coming down, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Bye.